Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November the 23rd, 2025. Every so often, as I like to say, I get interesting emails that are just packed with all sorts of questions, and I'm deeply amazed at the people that write me and that they take the time to do so. It's very, very kind of them, and I want to thank you. This one comes from Evan. Evan often writes me about certain things going on in his life and how he feels about those things, and it's always interesting to me, but never are these questions ever, well, relevant to maybe some of you or most of you, so I don't often answer his questions, but today they're relevant, and he's got a whole slew of them here, and I asked him, I said, look, I can't use your questions if they're not relevant to the audience. Of course, I'm not relevant to the audience, so, you know, there you are there, but anyway, here's his question, and we'll be hearing more from Evan as I go along here. He wants to know, is life or God, as you religious people put it, just? Doesn't seem that he is just. Well, first of all, I'm not a religious person. So you have to understand that, not in the traditional sense, not at all. I have another means and way, hopefully a little more helpful than just religion. Religion is something you adopt. What I'm teaching is something you discover. And if you discover it within yourself, then there is some great benefit there. But if you never do, because you're more religious than you are interested in discovering and getting beyond your own ideologies, then I'm worthless, you know, in that regard. And then this God idea. How do we, you know, I don't know what your God is. I people read the Bible and they think they call it God's word. If that were true, it's schizophrenic. And I don't think you can find what God is in a Bible written by men, interpreted by men, and used politically as well as socially. So I don't really think that's a fair assessment. And as far as being just, well, you know, that's in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? And the prejudice that a person has. If a person is just, or they think they are, then they think they know what is just, and that's the way they live. So what can I say? I don't think your question, Carrie, is, I mean, it's just chock full of holes and traps and going down the rabbit hole, I won't go down because it's ridiculous, okay? But what I will say is I think what you want to say is that things that occur in this world don't seem just. If there is a God involved in this or in charge here who is supposed to be taking care of all of this or avenging itself through whatever means your God or God has. And that's what you're really looking for. Is there a Supreme Court here? And we don't have any Supreme Court, both here or there. It doesn't work like that. There are laws and principles that I have found in my life, okay? And if you really understand it, you really understand it, then you understand that there is a manner of which there is an order in this world. And in this order, there is the virtue of goodness. So let me read this to you from the Tao, which I think lays out everything for us if we are intelligent. A person who is not intelligent would not understand any of this. If your actions are in accord with the way, says Lao Tzu in the Tao, you will be of the way. Nurture the way yourself and virtue will follow. Yes. Yes. Nurture the way yourself. Nurture, what does that mean? live in the manner of the way. Live for the sake of virtue. And how that looks is really simple. And I can give it to you in a very elementary way. This might help. Might. First you, then me. That's true virtue. Putting another person first. Let's say you have a chance to do something virtuous and kind. To do that first for that person. Putting yourself second, maybe even third. That would be a virtue. That would be nurturing the way. Now, most people would look at that and go, well, that's not fair. As if we know what is fair. As if Greg Penn would know what is fair, or you, Evan, know what is fair. Who is to say? We have karma. We have consequence. We have many things. There are so many things about ourselves and others we just do not know. We really don't. We assume everyone is created equal. We are not created equal. Everybody has their karma. Everybody has their way of living. Everybody. And in that way of living, in that karma that we have to live out, there are consequences. How we deal with those consequences is how we find ourselves in the light or not in the light. So most people, Evan, are not interested in finding the light that lives within them. That light that is that still small voice within you that we all hear, but we don't follow. And some people don't hear it. I ask, do you hear that little voice that says, no, yes, go here, go there? Things that don't make quote-unquote sense to your sensibilities. That is following the way. That is the Tao. It lives within you. It's not a philosophy. It's not a religion. It's listening. It's learning how to listen without prejudice. To listen to that still small voice within you without trying to make that voice be the voice of vengeance and pride, vanity, which is what most people do. They think in terms of vengeance, pride, and vanity. And so with all that being said, we can never hear the still small voice. It lives within us, every one of us, but we ignore it for the sensibilities of us, the ego, the pride of us. We put away that little voice or that ability to hear that little voice, and nothing ever happens, nothing of any magnitude. Do you realize how small your life may be? The magnitude of your life, how far does it go? What does it do? What is the demeanor of your being? How do you live your life? To what means and what ends do you live your life? And when you start to really think about your life and what it's all about, what have you done that has put another first and you last? What did Jesus say? The first shall be last and the last shall be first. Do you understand? Evan, this is very important. Now, I've just answered this in a very elementary way, but nonetheless, as it were, it's very important to understand humility. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek. You see, these things, these qualities that I'm talking about, that Jesus talked about, that the Buddha talked about, that Lhasa in the Tao Te Ching talks about, are not popular. They are not things that most people would quantify as meaningful. But because of pride and vanity, we step ahead of all of this. We make everything a matter of pride. And due to that, we have a world where, well, it's just the way it is. Is it just? Well, I'll let you decide that. For me, it's not about being just. It's about being authentic. It's about love. And if there's love in your life, then something unique is happening. And people don't like unique. They like the smaller paths of their ego, mind, and vanity. Anyway, there's so much more. Anyway, thank you. Thank you, Evan. I'll answer some more of your questions as time goes on, and I want to thank you for taking the time to write me. I want to thank all of you for the time you give for listening. May this all serve you well, and please forgive me. Namaste.